Image by Homer Manansala from Pixabay. Hi, everybody. My name's Maldi and I'm a dragonet. Don't know what one of them is? I'm not surprised. We're rather rare. Smirks. Even most people from Vimar don't know we exist. By the way, Vimar is the world on which I live. When those people who call themselves wolf first saw me and my siblings, they thought we were baby dragons. As if. We may be smaller than our cousins, but we are much superior. Dragons don't have any psi powers. Wrinkles his nose. And they are such selfish and vain creatures with no sense of humor. Nor are they as beautiful as we dragonets, with our iridescent scales. They are just one flat color. Boring. Anyway, back to me. Dragonets are born from eggs, like dragons, but our mothers lay them in warm shallow water. I was born in a lake that I've been told is warmed by heat from volcanoes. My favorite food is fish, but I enjoy eating small mammals and even insects as a change. When I want to catch a fish, I dive into the water from high above, folding my wings back. I rarely miss when I spot one. Catching land creatures is different. I can hardly dive onto a mouse or rat. I'd bang my head something dreadful. Giggles. So to catch land animals, I use my psi powers. I send a wave of power, a bit like a loud noise, into their heads. It's usually enough to kill them. If we want to kill something larger, we band together and all send the noise at once. That does the trick. I love to play. Me and my brothers and sisters had great times, playing in the water and doing acrobatics in the air. I had a great time when Wolf came. That dwarf, Basalt's his name, has no sense of humor. He was in the water, not very deep, having a wash. His friends had swum out farther, so I decided to have a bit of fun. I dived and charged his legs. Of course, he fell in. Laughs loudly. He was so cross. He is unable to stop laughing. When they left, I decided to go with them to find some adventure. I learned a lot from reading people's minds. Grins. I'm not supposed to, and I always say I don't, but it's so much fun. The things people don't want anyone to know. You'd be amazed at what people think. Most people seem to like me though. Jumps in the air and does a barrel roll, then loops the loop. Sometimes I make a servant jump by hiding behind a curtain and making a small object move by itself. I once had a young girl run screaming down the corridor. I think I've been the start of a lot of tales of ghosts in some of the places I've lived. I stay with Sandrone because he's fun, too. Did you know he once led a band of bandits? He's the youngest son of the old Duke of Sendalina, so had nothing to do. He did it for fun. We had good times, he and I, until all this talk of war started. I might go back to the lake if everyone gets serious. At least my brothers and sisters will still want to play. VM Sang has agreed to give me a bigger role in her latest book. It's not finished yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing what she does. I told her she should make more of my role in the story. I hope you'll read the book when it comes out. Until then, cheerio. Leaps into the air and flaps a few times around the room. You feel a scratching in your brain, which seems to turn into words. Or perhaps you're just imagining it. Have I been reading your mind while I talk to you? What have I learned that you didn't want anyone to know? Haha. You'll never find out. Flies out of the window. I would love to know what you think of Maldi. Let me know in the comments box, please.